in our life, the objective of our life. What is the objective of our life? This is the question. The Quran, the Hadith, which explain to us and inform us about our objective of life, and that is one objective, and that is the pleasure of Allah, pleasure of the Haqq, to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey and follow the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to abstain, to dislike sins, bad actions. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to imitate him. And this is the program of life that we have been given. That's it. This is the schedule, the program, the framework that Allah Ta'ala has delivered to us. That Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Whether I'm 15 years of age I'll have, or 25, or 100 years, or 200 years I will live. Regardless, 70 years of age, 40 years I will live. But when I go back to Allah, then I should have revised and learnt this lesson many times over without any excuse. What is the lesson? The objective of life? To please Allah. How? To obey Allah's orders, hukums. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to imitate him, to follow his ways, to save ourselves, to abstain from Allah's disobedience, to dislike Allah's disobedience. This is our program of life. And whoever follows his life program in this way and departs to the hereafter, he or she will be successful. And whoever doesn't go in this way will be unsuccessful. Simple. Now, in this life, who is that person, that man, that human being, that woman, who tries to attain this objective, who works hard to attain this objective? Why? That these are the tests of life. In the dunya, there are many attractions, there are many things that we go towards that make us forget the schedule of life Allah has given. And the worldly attractions, the worldly issues, the worldly problems make us lost, that from morning until evening we don't even get the time, we don't even get an opportunity that we can focus on and think about our program of life that Allah has given to us. Are we doing it or not? How successful am I or not? How much have I attained? How much have I not attained? So for this reason, these majalis gatherings that we are attending, the ulama, the scholars, the pious elders, they remind us to understand your life, what is it about? Forget the laziness and negligence, that if in your whole life, if you don't attain the objective of life, if you don't get to that end point, then you will be an eternal loss. Eternal loss. And this is the program schedule of life that we've been given, prescribed. Now, how much do we work towards this? How much are we trying for this to attain Allah's rada, Allah's pleasure? How much are we trying to obey Allah's orders? This is what we need to think about. This is what we need to think about. I should think everyone individually should ponder over this. How much in our lives have we bought the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much do we imitate him? How many sins do we leave? How much dislike or hatred do we have for sins that we should have? And then our salah will be successful, alhamdulillah. Our Ramadan will be successful. Our hajj will become successful. And all of these ibadat, these worship actions, along with these, if we have not attained our objective, then we failed. Then we have failed. So this was the program that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us and has cast His mercy on us. And such human beings Allah ta'ala sent to the world for our guidance. Anbiya came, the prophets, they departed. Then the salihin, the abideen, the pious individuals and elders, through whom we were told again this message. This message was repeated to us so that we could learn again, remind ourselves again. So what happens sometimes if a person is on a journey, he wants to go to his destination, the end point, and the poor soul is on a journey, doesn't have a map, he doesn't have the road map, he doesn't have guidance, then there are many chances of going astray, losing the plot, losing himself on the route, not getting to the end point. But if you give the map to the journeyman, and you give the instructions and easy path, then it's very easy for that individual to reach the endpoint. And if that person doesn't get to the endpoint despite the ease, then whose fault is it? It's that person's own fault, isn't it? So in the same way, this plan that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, Radai Haq, the plan to attain Allah's pleasure. Alhamdulillah, to attain this, the pious elders, in the light of the Quran and the Hadith, have made this journey very easy for us. What have they done? They've made it very easy. Do you understand what I'm saying, or you don't understand what I'm saying? It's not a speech I'm giving. This is an important message that I am sharing with you. 2 minutes ago, some time before I came, a brother was speaking with me, Sahib, and we were discussing, and I am concluding that discussion here with you. SubhanAllah, the point that came to my mind there, it started in that discussion, I didn't have time to conclude, so here I've come to you and I'm concluding. So I was explaining to him, and quite a few points, alhamdulillah, have come out, and we're sharing them here to conclude this discussion point. So do you understand what I've said until now? You don't understand? Shall I repeat again? Our objective is what? Allah Ta'ala's Radha, Radai Haq. Nothing else, eating, drinking, roti, clothes, wife, children. No, these are not the objectives of life. If somebody hasn't got married, hasn't got a wife, hasn't got children, then will he fail? No. Then he's got a different path he's following. If somebody's got married and he's got 15 children, same objective. Somebody's not married, still the same objective. Somebody's married and has got children, same objective. Or not got children, same objective. Destination, same. What's happening in the world, not happening, this and that. Those things cannot interfere or obstruct this journey. Oh, I didn't get married, or I'm in the world, I'm struggling, and then I've forgotten my objective. No. No excuses. Nobody has any excuses. If somebody is poor, he's got the same destination. Rich, he's got the same destination. He's the king, he's got the same objective. If you're king, the sultan, you've got the same objective. If you've got no food, no roti, you've got the same objective. The Sahaba Akram had dates. What was their destination, objective? Same. SubhanAllah. Their clothes, they didn't have clothes to wear on their bodies. They used to sit thirsty. And what was their objective, destination? Same. Rizai Haq, pleasure of Allah. Has anyone's objective changed? No. So why were we born? Allah Ta'ala created us for this reason. So to attain this objective, what do we do? What do we do now? And that's the question, the golden question. We've been given the guidelines, alhamdulillah. Whoever's serious, yes, who has been trapped in the net of this dunya, he'll be dalil here and dalil, wretched in the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala save us from the wretchedness of the world, from this massive loss. Ameen. Ameen. So the first thing is that we need to understand our objective. How do we attain this? For this, we've been given a roadmap. The Wali Allah has given it, the Muhaddithin, the Ulama, the scholars, Ulama Haq, the pious elders, pious predecessors who worked hard, and they made our journey very easy. The whole plan they have told you that Allah has given to us, we need one thing for this. What do we need? How many things do we need? How to attain the objective? To attain Allah's Radha, Radai Haq. We need to do one action. To obey Allah, to stay away from Allah's disobedience, to imitate Hazuri Purnur, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All of these things are objectives of life. To dislike and hate sins, to take the love of dunya out of the heart. For all of these objectives, the pious elders have done work of the deen, and they've extracted one action, one factor. One factor, they said, if this comes into your life, then your whole roadmap to attain these objectives, whoever wants to attain this objective, he will attain it if he follows this one, brings this one factor. Say, oh subhanallah, loud, subhanallah. Now, even then, despite all of this, may not occur, may Allah not allow, even then we've got chains on our necks, we're being dragged, the angels after some years, not years, after some days. And they drag me and you towards Jahannam, hellfire, and everyone will laugh at us. The sinful people will laugh. Look at them. Look at them. They're so thick and crazy and stupid that they had the roadmap of life. The point had come to them. The factor they had learned, they'd heard, to attain the success in their objectives. And even then they're going into hellfire. And this is our hal if we look in reality. And despite this, this is our hal. This is our condition. We all sat here, big-headed. We've passed Ramadan. I'm successful. I'm relaxed. I've attained the objective. And I've attained the endpoint. Ramadan came to remind us of the objective. Ramadan came to give us the plan of the Ramadan. You think if Ramadan's come, that what have I attained from the plan of Ramadan that came and left already? In our plan and schedule of life, what have I extracted from Ramadan so I can go further and accelerate towards the objective? Why am I relaxed after Ramadan? Ramadan is gone, another phase is coming, Hajj, a greater effort. In Ramadan you don't have to spend money, in here you have to spend money. In Ramadan there's no journey, here there's a journey in Hajj. Subhanallah, look at this point. In Ramadan you don't have to take your clothes, here in Hajj Allah will take your clothes off. Will He not take the clothes off? Allah will take the shoes off. Allah will say, in Ramadan we sat at home, relaxed, lying down. Allah will take us into the desert, the sand in Arafat, sit in the tent, whether you get food or not, water or not. In the night you have to go to Muzdalifah, go and lie down on the concrete, on the stones. Ajib actions will occur, won't they? Yes. So these are the phases of life, coming and going, coming and going. And why is Hajj coming? To attain Allah's Rada, Allah's pleasure, same objective. So my brothers, life is a series of phases to attain the objectives. What is the factor? One factor. One factor. If we bring that into ourselves, into our lives, alhamdulillah, our plan of life will become very easy to follow if our niyyah is correct and if we want to implement and execute. Do we want to do this? Inshallah. What is that factor? One factor that solves all of the issues and allows us to get the objectives of life. That is muhabbat, love. 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 So I'm telling you one point, that when the universe was manufactured and constructed by Allah, when there was nothing else, there was nothing before it, the universe, nothing, then the first thing that Allah created in this universe was what? Remember this. The first thing Allah created was what? That Allah Ta'ala said that the creation that I created, Allah said, in this whole universe was what? In which form? In which form? The form of muhabbat, love, love. Yes, first and foremost, Allah Ta'ala created in this whole universe one element called love. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala created this element, factor, force, you could say. Allah created the force, there was nothing, there was no universe, nothing at all. Hadith states, Allah wanted to make something apparent, so first and foremost, what was made apparent? Love, the force of love. So the whole plan of life, if we have love amongst us, within us, in our hearts, if this descends, then everything, all the successful, we will succeed in attaining our objectives. The objectives that I mentioned a few times already in this discussion. Love. We need love. Do you understand what I'm saying? How simple now the formula has become. So now the map has come to us. So for all of us, what do we need to attain success in the objectives of life? Muhabbat, love. This is according to hadith, I'm telling you. Hadith. So where will love come from? Then the path has also been given for this. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. There I follow a system in our discussion. When I present the case, I follow a systemic procedure so that we understand the discussion. I will explain to you via a hadith with regards to love. Now, how will love come into our hearts? This is for those who will do. And millions and millions attain success through this path. Millions and millions succeeded before us, whose names today are illuminated in the books, in the discussions we read hadith. Those insan who attained success, they attained muhabbat, love. And how did they attain muhabbat, love? The hadith will tell us. The hadith will tell us. Al-mar'a ma man habba. Subhanallah. It's a short portion. You are all alims, mashallah, knowledgeable people. Say to him, jahil. I am literate. And who is giving this hadith? Hazrat Khwaja Masoom, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi. Great Sheikh, whose name is known across the world, who is the founder of the Silsila Naqshbandiya in Sarhand Sharif, where he lived. And imagine his research, through whom hundreds of thousands of people came to the path of Allah, alhamdulillah. And he presented this portion of hadith. Yes, it was a student of his, a murid, a student of his. He was advising his student that this is the path of love. And to attain the objectives of life, to succeed in the objectives of life, you need love in your life. You cannot get love through a kitab, from a shop, al-mara. Now, how will you get love in your heart? How do you attain this? So where will we get muhabbat from, love from, so that we can succeed in our objectives? That when you, with a wali of Allah, if you love a wali of Allah, and then Allah loves that person, when you love a wali of Allah, who Allah loves, then when you start to love the sheikh, the wali of Allah, then you will attain love in your heart, and you will succeed in your objectives. Yes, so that you will be with that person. The Quran tells us this, that if you will be with those whom you love, what a beautiful path. What a beautiful path. That if you love a shopkeeper, then you will start loving business. If you love a thief, then you'll start stealing. If you love an alcoholic, you'll start following his example. The hadith proves this. If you love an alcoholic, then you'll follow the alcoholic. Yes, if you love a magician, then you'll start doing magic. This is a principle of life Allah Ta'ala has made. And if you start to love a wali Allah, then you will journey, you'll progress, you will move along with, in parallel with that wali Allah. Subhanallah, what a great example. It's a very simple formula that if you have love with a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, our Hazrat, my Shaykh used to say great things. He said, it's not about love. Let's not go even that far. It's not love actually. What is it in reality? After love is another stage, ishq. He says, not even ishq, go beyond. Let's go higher. Hazrat said that you need extreme ishq for this, in depth. Subhanallah. So this is Allah's radha that we're trying to attain, Allah's pleasure. So you need 100% love without any preconditions or any clash with the wali Allah if you want to attain the love of Allah and success in the objective of Allah. So this dua path has become very easy for us. Do dua to Allah. That Allah give me love with your wali, that wali Allah who follows Sharia, who follows Sunnah, who loves Allah, who saves himself from bid'at, who himself is a guide on this path, who saves himself from haram, leaves haram. That such an insan, such an individual, to have his sohbat company standing, sitting, to love him, serve him, to go close to him, to love him. If you don't love him, rather you have extreme in-depth love for that person. Without any clash. That as you continue to do this, Hazrat says, that as you continue down this route, down this path, this is called Fanaful Shaykh. Then Fanaful Shaykh, as you continue down this path, then you'll get to Fanafallah. Love of Allah. In other words, Allah's radha, you'll attain it. You'll attain it. Ittaba'i Rasul, you will attain the imitation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what we achieve. We go to a wali Allah, we love him, we have muhabbat with him, we do bayah with him, we have an attachment with him. Then what should be the result of that? Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That will we steal? Will we do bid'at, innovation? Will we do bad actions? Will we do haram? Will we carry haram actions or look with the evil eye or leave salah or leave jamaat in the masjid? No. The result of the love with the wali Allah is you have real love with the wali Allah and your intention was correct and you have love and ishq, not just ishq, but you have in-depth ishq. Then I swear by Allah, according to the Quran hadith, they are honest, they are haqq, they are truth. I swear by Allah and tell you this. I didn't even need to swear. I didn't even need to swear. The Quran hadith can never give the wrong result. Never. If really we have a love, the love for the wali Allah, and we go to the wali Allah and we have ishq with the wali Allah, we sit in his company, we attend his company, then without any doubt, without any element of doubt, it cannot be that these results do not come into the human being. He doesn't change for the better. That if he didn't pray, he starts to pray. If he was praying, then he increases the status of his prayer. And the person who is praying high status salah, alhamdulillah, then he gets to the maqam of ihsan. He starts to feel that he can see Allah, Allah is watching him. So his maqam increases. Hadith proves this. That you will be with that person who is on this maqam. You'll be with that person. So this is not the promise of the world that you will get this through ibadat, that you will start to do worship actions. Just like the wali saves himself from haram, you will save yourself from haram. Those actions that he's implementing, automatically the colors of those actions will come to your life. And this is called Fanaful Shaykh, being immersed and wrapped with the influence of Shaykh. Not that you start to wear imam or beard, or you start your shirt matches the color of your shirt, you wear the green turban, I'll wear the green turban, and I'm the murid of you, and I'm copying you. No. Immerse yourself in the actions of the Shaykh, that the high status actions of the Shaykh, then the murid's actions are the same. They become good. Just like the Shaykh is observing the Sharia and the Sunnah, in the same way the murid starts to observe the Sharia and the Sunnah. So how do we attain this? From where Allah Ta'ala has taken us to where? Such a simple formula, simple element we need to bring to our lives. The biggest mujahada we have to strive is that with the right intention, with love, we should have a connection and nisbat with the wali of Allah. This is a majlis, a gathering of tazkiyah, tasawwuf. That's why I'm speaking on this topic. MashaAllah, you are all here for this purpose. May Allah Ta'ala make us all successful. Don't fall into deception or delusion. Never consider yourself successful if you're not following Sharia, you're not leaving haram, and your salah is not improving, you've got love for the dunya, and you love counting the notes, and you don't like enjoy praying nawafil, and you are not enjoying doing quantity of dhikr, but putting money in your pocket you enjoy, then automatically compare yourself, analyze yourself, that I'm on that line of the love of Allah, Fanaful Shaykh, and I've not got the right conclusion in my actions, and what's lacking? I said, Sahib, my Shaykh, please tell me what's lacking in my life, and the Shaykh will help you, assist you to tell you what's lacking in your life. Yes, and then inshallah you'll succeed. So despite this, if we go on that path, for example, I went to my Hazrat and I requested, Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, I've come, I want to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nearness, and you're the Wali Allah, and I want your love, and I want to have Fanaful Shaykh, then obviously I should leave the sins, and I should leave the bad actions. If this doesn't come into my life, then I'm foolish. I'm wasting my time. And for example, if I'm going to the Shaykh to become a Khalifa, his deputy, or Wali, or Fapiri, Muridi, this is not the objective to learn Dhikr, Adhkar. No. This is not the primary objective. I want to jump into the pool of the actions of my Shaykh, so I also start to implement the actions that my teacher is implementing. If I sit with the Shaykh, then I will become like him. And in the dunya, Allah Ta'ala says, no, this hadith that teaches this, that until the akhirah, you will get this status, alhamdulillah. That you will be with the person you love, your Shaykh, in this world, the effect of his actions will come into your life, you will act out the same good things in your life, and this will continue until the akhirah. You will be together. So, as a Khwaja Qudusira, Rahmatullah said, a beautiful point that two things have in your life, and you will attain the objective of life. How many? Two. What are these things? What a great, fantastic nasiha that he has given to us, that he advised to us in such a simple formula. So what do we need to do? The two actions we need to bring into our life totally. His salah will improve, his sharia will improve. Everything in his life will improve. Two actions we need to do, two elements we need to bring into our life. Two factors. Number one, factor number one is that we need to have the company, the sohbat of a wali of Allah, a true wali of Allah, have love for him, have ishq for him, deep love and ishq for that wali of Allah. And number two, dhikr-e qalbi, dhikr of the heart. What dhikr? Dhikr-e qalbi. Yes, not the dhikr of the tongue. Which dhikr? Dhikr-e qalbi. Dhikr-e qalbi, which is called maraqabah. Yes, the silent dhikr of the heart. Dhikr-e qalbi, to bring it to God, we make it so solid, so regular. Every moment we're busy, consumed in dhikr qalbi, that alhamdulillah, that becomes my way of life, that my heart, despite this, not a minute does my focus go here or there. Every moment my tawajjuh, my focus is on Allah. Through dhikr qalbi, dhikr of that. And this happens, that's why I stated. So two actions we need to do. If we sat here, I'm going here to the shop, dunya, I'm focusing myself on my heart. Just like my heart is saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. Heart, qalbi dhikr. Stated these two things, if we bring to our lives, inshallah, the company of the Shaykh, the love of the Shaykh, and dhikr of the heart, then the third thing will be good news at the time of death. The angels will come with the good news that you have succeeded. Mubashir, malaika, the angels will bring the good news that your life, you are successful now, you are a successful person. Radhai Haq will attain, will dislike the sins, will hate the sins, will dislike the dunya attractions, will have ittiba' imitation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The things lacking in our life, we will fulfill those. This is that path that we need to observe and implement. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq ability and capability that we don't become numb by listening. Rather, we set forth on this journey. Time is passing fast. Yesterday we used to sit here in Ramadan some days back. Isn't it? We used to sit in Ramadan. How far it has gone from us? It's gone. It's gone weeks ago now, isn't it? It's left us. And we're sat here in the same place. The difference is before we used to sit above, now we're sitting downstairs doing dhikr. It's gone, isn't it? That's how it is. So life is passing fast. Okay, fine, fair enough. Let's make a decision today that until today we have wasted our time, that we didn't follow this path correctly up to now. Allah is Kareem. Most well, even today we have a moment, an opportunity. If we promise now that we will tie the knot over these two actions firmly in every way and condition, then alhamdulillah, even now we haven't wasted our life. Even now we haven't wasted our life. The destination will become very close to us. Very close to us. The company and the love of the Shaykh and dhikr of that. If we say now, I've wasted Ramadan, I've wasted my life is gone. Okay, today I correct myself and I'll try. It's very simple. I need to attach myself to a wali of Allah, and then to increase my life. Not money, taqa, no other objective. Just increase my love for him. Take his sohbat, his company, learn the dhikr from the Shaykh and spend time there. And the rest of the dunya will continue in the same way. Alhamdulillah. Whatever I do, continue to do, run madrasa, ta'aleem, whatever you do. There's no link to that. No link to that. Yes, this is a personal situation. For the objective that we've been sent, we need to attain that. Somebody runs a business, runs a madrasa, somebody does X, Y, Z. Carry on, carry on. But bring these two elements into your lives. Whichever line, function, career path you're following, alhamdulillah, the whole work of yours will become ridai haqq. Yes, whatever you're doing, it will then become pleasing Allah. You'll attain the pleasure of Allah, and it will become a high level of ibadah with these two things in parallel. If we do these two things, then every action of ours will give us the result of the pleasure of Allah. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.